The governor wants to limit tax deductions and exemptions for people earning $100,000 a year or more, and he says those taxpayers aren't going to pay higher taxes, but get a lower tax refund.
While 8 out of 10 Marylanders will see no change in terms of their income tax refund check from the state, 2 out of 10 Marylanders will receive a lower amount in their refund check.
And while calling the governor's plan balanced, the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, Ed Casemeyer, says the governor's plan for wealthy taxpayers will likely be changed by lawmakers.
I don't know if they'll prevail in terms of the way the governor's proposed, but I suspect in some fashion we will deal with those two issues, exemptions and deductions.
The governor also wants to double the flush tax on septic systems, extend the sales tax to online purchases, and raise the tax on cigars and other tobacco products to equal the ones imposed on cigarettes. Senate Republican leader E.J. Pipkin says O'Malley's proposals prove his ambitions are beyond Annapolis.
How taxing small business owners and eliminating their itemized deductions is going to help job creation is a mystery to me. And I think, you know, this is really more about the Iowa caucuses 4 years from now, with Marylanders picking up the bill for a very expensive tax and spend program.
The governor did not propose a gas tax increase today, but says he'll address that issue next week. At the State House, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.